This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman, who is on vacation. And I'm joined by J.J. Jasper and Brother Bert Harper. You're listening to Trivia Friday.
Can I throw this in? We mentioned this at the start of the show. As classes resume each year, we've been doing this for 25 years, a partnership with Revival Fires Ministries. Folks, you can get a free Bible for the teen that's in your house, moms, dad, grandparents. You can get a free Truth for Youth Bible, no cost, no postage. And if your child will take and give that away, that's what they're trying to just get these on campuses across the country. TFY.org. TFY.org, or you can call this number. And this is the last day, so please do this. We want to give away thousands and thousands of free Bibles. We've been doing this all week. The number to call right now to get a free Truth for Youth Bible, 800-733-4737, 800-733-4737.
And by the way, folks, that is for all your teenagers ages 13 through 18. If you have more than one, you can get more than one free Bible. You can also, some people will do this, they make available these Bibles. By the way, it's the New Testament with 100 pages in the front of comics that deal with critical issues facing teenagers. That's why these are so popular.
Suicide, cutting, drug and alcohol abuse, all those kinds of things there in the front, some comics, and that really draws a young person in.
Yes, so that gets the attention of the teenagers, and then a lot of them will read the New Testament after they are done. So if you have teenagers, this applies to both parents and grandparents, teenagers ages 13 through 18, and they agree to give away the free Bible, you can get a free Bible for each one of those teens. But a lot of people will buy a box of these Bibles. They're $2 a piece. They box them up in 50s, so $100. You can buy a box of these, give them out to young people at your church, youth groups, so on and so forth. So the number to call if you want to participate in that is 800-733-4737. You can go to AFR.net. It's one of the rotating banners there at the top, and click through and get more information. Take a look at what the Bibles look like, so on and so forth. 800-733-4737. Or you can go directly to the website for Revival Fires Ministries for Truth for Youth. The website is tfy.org. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll wait 5 or 6 minutes and reset our questions, but let's go back to the phones, Brother Bert.
Okay, Pam in Louisiana. Thank you for calling, Pam.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing good. Are you from Alexandria, Louisiana?
No, I'm originally from Houston, Texas. Well, actually, from Wisconsin to St. Louis to Houston to now Foley, Alabama.
Pam, how long have you been in the witness protection program? You don't have to give me your new Social Security number, but how long have you been in that, trying to keep hidden from the mob after you testified against them?
Well, I could tell you were originally from Wisconsin because that's the way you said it. So,
and said the Boston boy.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. It sneaks in, that original accent.
The reason why Brother Bert asked if you were from Alexandria, I mentioned this at the start of the show, I'm going to actually be at a banquet September the 18th, Randolph Riverfront Center in Alexandria, Louisiana, Sinla Pregnancy Center. It's a ticketed event, but anybody nearby, come on out. It's going to be a great night. I'd love to meet you personally, and it's for a wonderful cause.
Amen.
Okay, Pam, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
Both.
Well, which question do you want to answer?
The population, where you said New York and
Los
Angeles.
Yeah, all right, here's the question. Pam, New York and Los Angeles are the two largest cities in America, population-wise. What are the next two?
Chicago and Houston.
Nicely done,
well,
Pam.
Done. Hey, did you have to look that up, which we certainly don't mind research?
No, because Well, no, Houston was really close to coming in third behind Chicago, and I believe Chicago just annexed in some more areas
to maintain their spot.
Number three.
They had to replace the people who were killed over the weekend.
Yes. Oh. But enough.
I take that back.
Enough about gerrymandering. Heard enough of that all week, and I do want to say. Poor Ed, his wife has gerrymandered their closet right after they got married. That happened, and he has not gotten over it.
No, that's true. It's been gerrymandered the whole 44 years, and I feel squeezed out like Republicans in Chicago.
Way to go, Pam. Way to answer that.
Yes.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, you know, it's getting football season, so I'm going to make it an easy one for you.
Great.
What's the only NFL team that is not owned by an individual?
Green Bay Packers.
That's going to be Green
Bay. Oh, yeah, that's
Packers,
right. That's right.
Cheeseheads all collectively own it.
Green Bay
that's
Packers.
True.
Is yeah. that right, Pam?
Yep.
Are you a Green Bay Packer
right.
fan?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, what a history. That
yes. Pam and Brother Ed, I mean, Brother Bert and Ed, we watched on Pure Flix or something, we watched a movie about a Green Bay, a diehard Green Bay Packers fan, whole family, and like
a documentary?
No, it's a movie, but they're losing the farm, and it all ties in with Green Bay. And I don't remember the name of it, but it'd be easy to find, but it was just, you know, clean language, great storyline.
Wow,
It had us just on the edge of our seat. Great movie. We just saw that, I think, last weekend.
Have you ever heard of that movie, Pam?
No, I have not, but I can give you a little tidbit of information you may not have known. When Reggie White played for Green Bay, you know, and then he retired and passed away, what, in his early 40s? Do you realize that they had over 3 buses that bused people down to his funeral from Green Bay?
I don't doubt that he was the minister of defense. Yeah,
man, what a man!
How
Campbell soup tasted better back then when he was advertising yeah. for him.
He was a bold Christian.
He was,
and addressed important cultural issues and didn't back down.
That's right.
It was a shame that he died early, but the years he had, he
made
spent
the most
them,
of it.
Yep,
and he graduated. He's doing better than we are right
yes,
now.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, Pam, what's your question for us?
Well, that was the Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
okay.
right.
Thank you, Pam.
God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, let's go ahead and reset our questions for the last time as we come up to, 13 minutes left in the show.
Okay, here's mine. The world record for the most push-ups without stopping is 10,507. Is that true or is it false? And then I add one real quickly. In our solar system, which two planets have no moon? There's two of them that have no moon.
Wow.
What are they?
That's a good question. All right, I have one question left, and it's super. Superman is always pictured with an S on his chest. What does it stand for? What does the S stand for on his chest? JJ?
All right, here's what I've got. First question, true or false, a honeybee needs approximately 2 million flowers to make only 1 pound of honey. Is that true or false? Transom and keel are parts of what? And then multiple choice question, how many stitches are there on a regulation baseball? How many stitches are there on a baseball?
All right. By the way, folks, before we go back to the phones, I got a message from Buddy Smith, longtime senior vice president at AFA. He got a message from Tim Todd, who is the founder of Revival Fires Ministries, to encourage us. This is what the text says. As of last evening, we were at 46,500 free Truth for Youth Bibles.
Wonderful.
To be given to teenagers across America. Yesterday's online and on-air response yielded 13 1,800. We are 18,500 from our 65,000 Truth for Youth Bibles goals. So, folks, Tim Todd and here those of us here at American Family Radio, really hoping we can hit that 65,000 Bible mark by the end of the day. Here is the number to call. JJ gave you the information earlier, 800-733-4737. That's 800-733-4737 to get your free Truth for Youth Bible to give to however many teenagers you have in your house. That's how many free Bibles you get if they agree to give it to someone who doesn't know the Lord in their high school. 800-733-4737. You can, by the way, go to AFR.net. It's one of the rotating banners there. As soon as you click through, and you can find out more about the Truth for Youth Bible giveaway this week. And let's try to hit that 65,000 mark before the day is out.
I don't want to make a promise that's going to go unfulfilled, but typically when we have share-a-thon and things like this, we don't announce it, but over the weekend we leave the AFR. We leave the TFY.org may be active throughout the weekend. So if you're scrambling around, you're like, I really wanted to get that free Bible Saturday, Sunday, probably that will still be active. So,
but don't count on it. Do it
today.
That's
right. That's right. Good hard push for today, but just let you know, you may be able to go ahead and do that over the weekend if you're just in a spot where you can't make it happen right now.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Micah in Alabama. Micah, welcome.
Thank you for taking me.
You bet. What part of Alabama?
Down in the bayou, about 30 minutes south of Mobile.
Okay, you are down there, man.
Yeah, we can hear you almost like you got boudin breath. You're so far down there.
Hey, Micah, thank you for calling. Do you want to answer, ask, or both?
Both.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
I want to answer the solar system question.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I don't know the answer to this one.
Okay. In our solar system, which two planets have no moon?
Mercury and Venus.
Woo, that nicely. Is exactly
wow.
Right.
Way to go.
Said that with authority.
He did. Saturn took theirs away and robbed them, left them with none.
Yeah.
It's better than like on, Star Wars with that planet that had two moons,
Right.
It looked good, but, man, it would throw everything off. One moon keeps around. It keeps the tide going and coming, which brings life to the salt water. It's amazing.
Oh,
thing.
Wow. Amazing.
We are a perfect planet in its position from the sun.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask Micah if he did you know that off? Did you have to look that up or did you know that?
I just knew it because I know that Mercury has no moon and I read that Venus hadn't. So
okay.
Oh, that's good. We've got 7 children, but we have 10-year-old twins, Bodie and Tegan. And Bodie has Down syndrome and makes us laugh every single day. And he has so many antics. I started putting another episode of The Adventures of Bodie. Well, we're driving down the road, and he's talking about the sun. He said, that's interesting how the sun goes behind the clouds during the day and then comes out at night as the moon. And then he was wanting to argue about that. So I said, I got to turn my phone on and just hold it here on the console. I said, you trying to tell me you think the sun and the moon are the same thing? He said, they absolutely are. He said, look, it just goes out, and then comes back, and it's the same. And we were just going at it. JJ Jasper Official on Facebook. If you need a grin, if you need a chuckle.
You post the videos
there? Yes, JJ Jasper Official on Facebook. Well, then when I was telling my wife about it, she said, you might have been a little too tough on him. One of my sister-in-laws thought that the sun and the moon were the same thing until she was a 9th grader in high school.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to say which one, but I may have been a little rough on Bodie, but the comments, they said he might wind up attending law school because he wasn't going to let go of that bone. He said, you're wrong, and I am correct.
Okay. Michael, you got a question for us?
I do.
Go ahead.
Which two presidents were the only two who did not serve two consecutive terms.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Micah, so don't say yes or no. Well, obviously, Trump is one.
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot that didn't serve two consecutive terms.
Well, but he's saying that served
that would
two
be
terms,
Grover Cleveland.
Oh, they served two terms, but that's right.
It would be Grover Cleveland and Donald Trump.
And number 45 and 47.
Yeah. All right, how'd we do, Micah?
You did absolutely correct.
Woo, yeah, and right. Pretty
that was good on Grover Cleveland.
And then wasn't he, Grover Cleveland later part of the Muppets or something? I remember that he was a writer or that offered his voice to one of them. I don't remember. That's all this blurs.
There was
together.
One called Grover.
No, that's what I was.
That's right.
But I wouldn't
don't
have thought
think
of
his
that.
Last name was Cleveland. Hey, what's your thanks, Micah? Have a great weekend, buddy.
Okay. That was a great question.
Yeah. Let's go to North Carolina, home of Alex McFarland, by the way, my co-host on Exploring the Word. Amanda from North Carolina, thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda. What part of North Carolina are you from?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What part of North Carolina are you from, Amanda?
New Bern.
Okay. Well, you want to answer, ask, or both?
I'd like to do both, please.
Which question do you want to answer?
I'm going to have to guess that one because the other ones I wanted to answer have already been answered. So I'm going to go with the B question.
The bee.
Oh, yeah, honey here bee. We go. And it's true or false, so you got a 50-50 chance. A honeybee needs approximately 2 million flowers to make 1 pound of honey. Is that true or false?
That's a lot of flowers for that little bee.
I know it, Amanda. Which do you think? It's a coin toss, so what do you think? True or false?
I'm going to say true.
It is 100%. True.
It
can't be.
That's
million
amazing.
Flowers.
One honeybee?
One.
Not a bunch of them?
No, it just says
honeybee.
A honeybee needs approximately, maybe it's a bunch of them.
Oh, okay, surely.
They need 2 million flowers.
I thought that was a trick question.
To get the nectar off the 200 flowers to make 1 pound.
I was thinking of one honeybee. He would be a busy bee, wouldn't he?
I might have wrote that down. Yeah, people are going to quit saying busy as a beaver. I'm busy as a honeybee.
Well, now, I guess technically it would be true whether it was one bee or 100 bees. I guess the question is...
Yeah, but it takes 200 flowers to make
2 million.
Two million flowers.
That's astonishing.
I'm going to stop complaining about the price of honey. How many bees does it take to make a gallon of gas? Unleaded.
Local honey is like medicine for you.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They can't legally advertise, but it makes your asthma get better.
It is.
Sometimes go away. You have problems with this or that, allergies. If you'll do local honey,
right,
it will.
I think it's within about a 30-mile radius.
That's right.
Where you live is what I've heard.
Wow. Well, no, we are saying this allegedly.
Allegedly.
Like that's right.
Allegedly a B.
We're not making any promises here.
Hey, good guess, Amanda. What's your question for us?
Okay. I've been trying to get on here for a while, and actually my granddaughter was trying to get through a couple weeks ago to ask this question. So here we go. What mark is on every donkey's back?
There's a cross on the a cross right there on the back of every donkey's back. And you tie it in with Jesus riding in on a donkey, and it's kind of like with the dogwood flower.
Is it all donkey, breeds, or is it one particular one?
I don't know, but it's
the
cross.
Let's go, Amanda.
Yeah.
It's the cross. Is that right?
That is correct.
Hey, Amanda, what's your granddaughter's name, first name?
Emma.
Emma had a great question.
That is awesome.
We're so glad
How old is Emma?
Emma is 11.
Good job.
All right,
Emma.
Does she wear ball caps?
Yes, she does.
Woo. Well, we'll send her a ball cap.
There
How's
you
that?
Go. That's a
Since
great idea.
Since she was trying to get on the program
awesome.
And couldn't. So make sure.
Thank you. She will so love that.
Well, just make sure when we're through with you here on the air that we're going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get one of these in the mail for your granddaughter, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You are welcome.
And Google dogwood trees and dogwood flowers and look at the story behind that. That's a blessing as well.
It is. I didn't know that about the donkeys.
I heard it's one breed, but I don't know that for sure.
Right. Maybe the one.
I'm going to check that out when I'm through.
There you go.
I'm going to make sure. We got time for another one. Ivy in Louisiana. Ivy, thank you for calling.
Well, I told you.
Okay. Hello? Yes, hello. You're on, Ivy. Go right ahead. Do you want to answer or ask or both?
Well, tell me what the questions are.
Oh, man.
And I'll do both.
Okay. Mine is a true or false. The world record for the most push-ups without stopping is 10,507.
Let's go with that one.
You got a 50-50 chance, Ivy.
I think that's a little too many. I'd say that's probably false.
It is, as JJ would say, 100% true.
Somebody did 10,000 push-ups.
Wow. His name is
I can tell you his name, Chuck Norris. One more Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Hey, when Chuck Norris does push-ups, he pushes the earth down and pulls it back up.
That's okay? Right.
But his name is Minoru Yoshiba from Japan. He did that in October of 1980. Guinness Book of World Records has quit keeping that record, but this one they know. I checked it out with three or four sources.
Wow.
10,507.
Without stopping?
Yeah. Without stopping.
And you can spot him in a crowd by the size of his biceps.
Yes. It's like those little guys that eat the hot dogs, you know, the wieners. They're little bitty guys. And I don't know. This guy wasn't that big. He just could do it.
Hey, Ivy, do you have a question for us?
Well, yeah, I do. In the book of Ruth, who was Ruth's first husband?
Oh, man. Oh, so this
they mentioned it two or three times because they mentioned the son-in-laws passed away. When they come home, they go, that's Ruth, and they mention her husband with fondness. But what is his name?
See, he was married to Naomi's sons. There's two of them.
Right. We don't know the answer, Ivy.
I can't remember.
Well, my daddy was named after him, and his name was Malon.
That's right.
Yeah, Malon. Okay. Well, that's pretty good that your great-grandparents loved the Lord and took a Bible name like that. And thank you for knowing the Bible and reading your Bible, Ivy. Have a great weekend. We got to go.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you what, I don't think we have time for another
have
question.
To give our answers.
So we'll give our answers, and then if we have time, folks, I'll give you the number again for Truth for the Youth, Truth for Youth Bible.
All of mine's been answered.
All right. I have one remaining. Superman is always pictured with an S on his chest. You guys know what it stands for?
Super.
Super?
No, it is a Kryptonian symbol. He was from the planet Krypton, which means hope.
Is that right?
It is a symbol, it doesn't stand for Superman.
Well, I'll be.
That's better than a K, Krypton.
Yes,
is that your only one left?
That's it. That's all I have.
Transom and keel are parts of what?
Is that a boat?
Building?
Ship?
Boat. The transom is in the back. Just a flat part in the back. Say if you got an outboard motor, what you hook on there, that's the transom. The keel, that's the backbone. That goes from the bow all the way to the stern, and it's underneath. It's just like the beam, the backbone, and the center of the hull underneath. Transom and keel. How many stitches are there on a regulation?
131.
Well, it is 216.
Oh, man.
There are 108 double stitches, so there's 216 stitches on a regulation baseball.
Excellent.
What's the phone number, toll-free number to get a free Bible?
800-733-4737. Or you can go to tfy.org. Like JJ said, maybe that'll be going on this weekend. Folks, Lord willing, we'll see you back here on Monday.